So I wanted to tell you what the plan is for 10 days. This book is called Three Treasures. And many people worked very hard to finish it. This is the book, this is your driver's manual for your three-day retreat. Okay. When you do your three-day retreat, starting Monday night and going to Friday morning, this will be your practice, okay? So today, tomorrow, Monday, first part of the day, we will be studying this, and we'll be learning how to do the special meditations and special reciting. And this is how you will spend your 3 days, okay? So there are three books in here. Three books are inside, and we will be learning how to do them. Okay, let's open up the first one. I think it's page one. It's called Georgia. Okay, Georgia. And this is a, Georgia means how to prepare for meditation. So we use this, instructions, how to start the meditation, how to prepare for the meditation. I have a friend, she's an Olympic runner. She got a silver medal in the Olympics. And she said the race only takes like 2 minutes or 3 minutes, but the stretching the body, it takes 3-4 days before they start stretching the body for 3 or 4 days. So meditation is like that. So Georgia means stretching your mind before the meditation, you know, warming up your mind before the meditation. So we cannot just race. We cannot just sit down and meditate. There's a preparation for the mind, and there's a preparation for meditation. So that's called Georgia. I taught it for several years, and some of you were there, some of you weren't, but that's, we will go through it a little bit more. Every morning you will do Georgia during the 3 days to prepare your mind. It's like warming up for the race, okay? That's the Georgia. Then let's go to the middle. Let me see. Page 167. This is called The Thousand Angels of the Heaven of Bliss. In Tibetan, we say Ganden Lhagyama, Ganden Lhagyama. And this is a special practice. It's a special meditation that we do with a Tsongkhapa, Jatsongkhapa. And this will be the main practice during your three-day retreat. Okay? It's called The Thousand Angels of Heaven of Bliss. Heaven of Bliss in Sanskrit is what? Tushita, okay, Tushita. In Tibetan, Ganden, Ganden, okay, Ganden. Tushita heaven. This is a Buddha paradise, okay? And then this is a special meditation to connect with that Buddha paradise and with the Tsongkhapa who is in that Buddha paradise, okay? And that's very short. I think it's only, let's see. It only goes to page 187, okay, 187. So it's only this much, it's very short. But this will be your main practice, okay? Just a few verses. But this will be your main practice. Inside of these few pages, you will be doing a special meditation, okay? That's called Madak Tru. Say Madak Tru. Mishe. Self. Mudup. Doop. Okay, so there are three steps in that meditation. So that will be your main meditation for 3 days. And you will do it many times during the day, okay? Say Madak Tru, Mishe Sel, Mudup Doop. Okay, good. So it's not in here. I have to teach it to you, okay? So I will teach it to you today and tomorrow, how to do that meditation. There are three main parts to that meditation. Okay? So then you will be doing that meditation most of the day for 3 days. And you will find out that you cannot meditate more than 3 or 4 hours in one day. Okay, it doesn't matter if you try for the whole day. You have to do some yoga, and we will go for some walks, and we will eat big dinners. Okay, but it's difficult to meditate more than 3-4 hours a day total, real meditation. Okay, so inside these few pages, there will be a meditation with 3 parts. And I will teach it to you in the next 2 days, okay? My teacher taught it to me in 1976, before you were born, I think, some of you. Okay? It feels strange for me. But he taught me in 1976. It was one of the first things he taught us. And he gave 4 teachings about that meditation, and we wrote down all of the teaching and the recording, and then we worked for 1 year or 2 years to clean up the recording and make it nice, and then we printed a book. We printed 2 books, and that was the first 2 books we ever did. Okay, that was the beginning of our publishing company. Those books are very small. They're only like 20 or 30 pages. The first book is called Guru Yoga, and that's how to do this meditation, three meditations. The second book is how to offer mandala. Mandala offering. So later, those 2 books were combined into 1 book. And it's a very useful little book. So I called some of my old friends, and we found 100 copies from 1970s. So they're coming, okay? They will come on Monday. And then you will have a copy of How My Lama Taught It, this meditation, okay? It's very rare to find. They found it in somebody's closet. And so those 2 books are coming for each person. So we'll give each person a copy, okay? Then maybe Stanley and Allison can translate it later. Those 2 small books. They're very short, but they're very beautiful. And they teach you about those 3 meditations, okay? All right. Then the last part here, page 187. This is called Lama Chupa. And this is the ritual which we did last night. This is the ceremony which we did last night. Lama Chupa is the most famous ceremony in Tibet. Okay? It's the most famous ceremony in Buddhism in Tibet. Okay? And it's how to get the energy from your teacher, how to ask the teacher for blessing, and how to get the power from the teacher, how by make offerings to the teacher. Chupa means offering, and lama means lama. And it means how to make your teacher happy, which is the meaning of the word puja. And then how to connect with your teacher in a deep way. And that's called Lama Chupa. And that's the third part of your book. So in this book, you have 3 parts. First part is what? Jorcha, which is how to warm up for the big race. Okay. Second part is, we can call 1,000 angels, the 1,000 angels, okay? And that's how to connect with Tsongkhapa and the angels in the heaven, Buddha paradise. The third part is called Lama Chupa, okay? And that's how to honor your teachers and how to connect with your teachers. So these are the 3 treasures, which is the name of the prayer book. These are the 3 treasures which we will be covering, okay? And I'll be teaching you those, okay? So this is supposed to be a long rim course. We are supposed to be doing Namdo Lakchang. It's a special Buddhist book about how to become a Buddha. It's a, what do you call? Dummy's Guide to Buddha. A to Z. How to become a Buddha. You know, do these 30 things and you'll become Buddha. So we've been teaching this book. I started it, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And it will take about 12 years, maybe 15 years if I keep adding these other books. So we will also do that book during this week, okay? During this 10 days. I will teach you the meditations for the 3-day retreat. I will explain something about this book to you. But the bigger book, did you bring that, Jingmei, from my house? The Namdo Lakcha, the big lam rim? Maybe Adam could go to his truck and get it. This bigger book, which I'm teaching you for many, it will be about 6 or 7 more years. We will do it 3 times a year, 4 times a year. One time we do it in Guadalajara every year in Mexico. And, 2 or 3 times every year in America. I'm thinking maybe to try to do it in Malaysia once a year or something, or someplace near China. We can cover that for another 6 or 7 years. Okay? Like that. And, then we'll finish that book. So we will also do that book. This is the book. This is a nice copy. It was printed, long ago. When I became a Geshe, my teacher gave it to me. It's made with a special paper. This paper is made from a bush in Tibet. It looks a lot like these desert bushes. And it's very strong. And it lasts for 300 years, 400 years. And this is the book we are going to study. Okay, so I thought those of you who are new, maybe you'd like to see it. So Vivian, you can pass it around and you guys can see it. Okay. Don't mix up the pages, okay? It's a trouble for me. Okay. So we will be studying from this book. We will continue with this book, okay? Then my good friend, Mr. Wu, who's one of our main sponsors, he donated the money. We are building a cafeteria, a big Starbucks. We are building for 200 people here. And in the future, we'll be able to eat there together. Right now, it's just a tent, okay? But that should be finished in about 5 months, I think. And in the future, we can sit there together and have... I told them, the kitchen is good. 200 people sitting is good. But I want, in the corner, a coffee shop. So, Shimbaku in the corner of the building, okay? So we will also have a small coffee shop there. And you can relax, you can study there, you can work there, you can drink lattes and cappuccinos. And so that will be finished soon. But he asked me, he couldn't come. He was supposed to come and he couldn't come because he had some very important meetings at the last minute. But he asked me, can you teach the Wheel of Life a little bit more? Because I taught a little bit in Shanghai and some in Taipei. Then he said, can you go more detail? Can you do more deeper? Then that Wheel of Life, my teacher taught it to me for 2 years. If I teach it to you in detail, we can spend 5 years, okay? Every day. But I thought, what can I do in 2 days, you know, about the Wheel of Life? Then there's a very beautiful teaching of the Wheel of Life in a book called Abhidhamma Kosha. Okay, this comes from 17 centuries ago in India, and it was written by Master Vasubandhu. And he wrote a very nice explanation about the Wheel of Life. Okay? It's very, very beautiful. He says sometimes the wheel of life takes three lifetimes to turn one time. And sometimes it will finish in 5 minutes. Then he explained these two different ways, three different ways, how the wheel goes fast or how the wheel goes very slow. Three lifetimes or 5 minutes, you know. And I love that teaching. So I thought, it's not very long. So I will translate it in the next few days. And we will do it after your retreat, okay? So we'll go through that on, I think, next Friday and Saturday. We will study from the Abhidharma Kosha, the Wheel of Life. It's the oldest, one of the oldest teachings of the Wheel of Life. You didn't hear about that part yet. And I think you will enjoy it, okay? So that's like dessert after the big meal for 3 days, okay? We will do that, okay? Then we will do yoga every day. There's two kinds of yoga. One is just all levels yoga. If you already did some yoga or you did 10 years of yoga, you come to that class. And you can work hard in that class or you can relax in that class. And for the first few days, that yoga will be here every morning. If you didn't do much yoga before, or if you have any physical problem, back problem, knee problem, leg, some other problem, then you can do the gentle yoga. And that will be up in another place. Then you will have a limousine will come and get you for the gentle yoga. And so you don't have to feel pressure, okay? You don't have to think. Don't hurt yourself, okay? Do what is comfortable for you. It's just to get the prana, chi, moving. It doesn't matter, you know, what level you are doesn't matter, okay? Just do what's comfortable for you. Don't think I'm a bad person if I do gentle yoga, okay? It's not true. I prefer gentle yoga myself, and I'm not a bad person. So it's okay, okay? Just do what you can do. If it's too much in the class, something's too much, then just relax, okay? Don't like struggle, don't fight. In the meditation also during the 3 days, just have fun, okay? Just, it's very difficult for modern people to relax because of this guy. Okay. Mine is from Beijing, my friends gave me. It's very difficult for people to just enjoy the sun and the sky and the stars and the desert and try very hard to just relax and enjoy here. Okay. You don't have to be a superstar here. Okay. There's no meditation examination at the end. Okay. The most difficult thing for modern people is to relax. And to truly taste the meditation, okay? And try to do that, okay? Try to, while you're here, try to slow down. This is a retreat, right? Look at the beautiful mountains and the sky. Yesterday we saw three beautiful deer, daddy deer, mommy deer, and a baby deer, right in front of the house, you know? And you can just relax. They are not nervous. They are relaxing also. And the person who can relax in meditation is doing better meditation, okay? Okay, so we will do like that. So let's start. I would like to start this morning. What time do I have to stop, Tim? 10 minutes from now? Okay. I'd like to teach you. I start teaching you the meditation, which you will do during the 3 day retreat, okay? And there are three steps. And I took some of it out of my teacher's book, and then I took some of it out of other books, and I mushed it all together, okay? So I used the ACIP database. It's 25 years of work. We are working for 28 years now. We are typing for 28 years. We finished about 500,000 pages. And many of that support comes from China, Taiwan, Singapore. Mexico is also helping. Yesterday, Shaman gave me some donation. This morning. And many people are helping this project, okay? And it's a very beautiful project. It will take, I think, 5 more generations, okay? 5 more Geshe Michaels, John Brady's, okay? We'll have to work on this. It will take about 150 more years. Then all the Buddhist book will be in the computer. So in here right now, there are about 30,000 Buddhist books, okay? Then I can search them in 10 seconds for these meditations. I can say, show me, teach me about these 3 meditations. And I can search that in a few minutes because of that work. So the last few days, I put together from many books, many centuries, all the great teachers who taught these 3 meditations. And I'm going to teach them to you. We'll start today. Okay? Ready? Here we go. If I have time, I'll translate it for you. I don't know if I have time. Okay. So there's a poem that teaches these 3 meditations. And that poem was, I believe, the earliest copy I can find is by the 7th Dalai Lama, Kelsang Gyatso. Okay. He lived 300 years ago. Okay. 1708 to 1757. He was a very great practitioner of Tantra, of secret Buddhism. And so he wrote a very nice small book about these 3 meditations. And I don't think anyone has translated it, but there's a poem which makes a summary of the 3 meditations. So I thought first I will read you that poem. It's very short, and inside there are all the meditations. And then for 2 days I will explain to you what the poem means, okay? Madar Tuda Mishe Sa Kui Cheshin Sungi Sa Savanyurwa Chak Sen Sap Lek Bam Rao Ti Lek Rao Ki Che Dun Tse Dun Tsum Ba O. These are the summary of the 3 meditations. Very short, okay? Let's go through it. Madak Tru, say Madak Tru. So that's the first of the 3 meditations, Madak Tru. Madak means not clean, not clean. Inside of our body, inside of our mind, inside of our heart, we have some unclean things, okay? Problems, okay? Like physical problems, like back pain, or I have allergies. You know, different people have different problems, okay? So that's one kind of physical problem. Then we have emotional problems. You know, we have trouble with our husband or wife or partner or kids or mother and father or sister, or we have some problems with our job, you know, with some emotional problems, okay? Those are also madat, okay? Then we have spiritual problems, okay? Like old age, death, sickness, okay? Mortality, the big problems of life, okay? War, hunger, famine, terrorism. We have these drug cartels. We have these problems, okay? So these are all madak, okay? These are all impurities in our life and in our world and in our body and in our mind and in our heart. We have these impurities, madak, okay? So the first part of the meditation is to clean them out. It's called madak tru. Tru means to wash. Like when you wash clothes in Tibet and you say tru, you know, dulo tru gore means I'm washing my clothes today, okay? So tru means to wash. So madak tru means the first meditation that you'll be doing during the 3 days is to clean all these problems out of yourself, okay? And it's very beautiful, okay? When you finish that cleaning, you will look like crystal glass, okay? Your body, your heart will look like crystal glass that somebody cleaned it, you know? I like to go hang out in the coffee shops and do my work. Mr. Wu took me to Beijing. He took me to his office is in the top of the highest tower in Beijing, most expensive office in Beijing. he showed me for 2 hours his office, you know. Then we went for a walk, and I saw one in the Starbucks, you know. And I went like that to him. I said, "Mr. Wu," he said, "What?" I said, "That's my office. I have many branches." You know, they built, every city, they built one for me. And it has internet, coffee, youjiao. You know, then I like to go there, you know. And then always there's this one guy sitting in the back. He's cleaning the glasses. He's like cleaning the glasses all day. It's such a boring job. I don't know. But when they finish, then that glass is sparkling and shining, you know. So when you finish the Madak Tru, then your body looks like crystal, looks like Starbucks glass, shining Starbucks glass, okay? Like that. That's the idea, Madak Tru. Dang, say, Miche, sell. Miche, sell. Miche means the things you don't understand yet. Miche, okay? Don't know yet. Miche. Sell means to clean them out, okay? Clear them out, okay? Miche sell. That's the second meditation you will learn. And you'll be doing it for 3 days, okay? So you can't do Miche sell until you do Madak Tru, okay? Madak Tru means get rid of the dirty things to make room for the clean things, okay? So the second meditation will be called Miche Sel. Change all the things you don't understand. Okay? And if you can do that, then seven beautiful understandings will come into your mind. Seven kinds of beautiful understandings will come in your mind. And that's called Ngudup Dup. Okay? Say Ngudup Dup. Okay? What's the Sanskrit for Ngudup? Siddha, okay? Siddha. So to reach the goal in Sanskrit is Siddha what? Artha, okay? Siddhartha, okay? That's the Buddha's name when he was a prince, Siddhartha, okay? So it means achieve the goal, okay? Reach the goal. So that's the third meditation. That has seven parts, okay? You will reach seven kinds of knowledge. And seven kinds of beautiful understanding will come in your heart, okay? So I think maybe it's nice to do the cleaning in the morning during the 3 days. And then in the afternoon, you try to change the misunderstanding. And then in the evening, you practice reaching the goals, okay? Those are the three meditations that we'll be doing, okay? Reaching the goal has seven parts, okay? And I think I'll give them to you later, okay? All right? There'll be seven parts, okay? And they all have to do with Manjushri, okay? Manjushri, okay? Manjushri is a Buddha, angel, like an angel, Buddhist angel. And if you take all the wisdom of all the Buddhas, if you take all the understanding of all the Buddhas, and you make it into a person, that's called Manjushri, okay? All right? You take all the knowledge of a Buddha. I don't know if we have any Manjushri pictures here. Not any big ones. Okay, we can get one. And Manjushri always has a sword and a book, okay? And a flower. We'll talk about it, okay? But there's a sword. And his name, Manjushri, it has a special meaning, okay? He has two names in Sanskrit. One is Manjushri, and one is Manjugosha. Manjugosha. Okay? You can call Manjushri, or you can call Manjugosha. It's the same thing. It's the same person, okay? It's like Jonathan and John, or Timothy and Tim. Okay, same thing. Manju Gosha, Manju means soft, okay? Like old jeans, okay? I don't like new jeans, okay? They feel very stiff and hard and scratchy. And then if you wear them for 2 or 3 years and they get old, then they feel very Manju, okay? So Manju means like, soft and worn, nice old jeans, okay? My jeans, after Manju, they always get a big hole. Right after Manju. Like, I only have Manju for 2 days or 3 days. Then they get a big hole in the bottom or something. And I have to buy scratchy new ones. Okay? So Manju is very nice time, okay, when the jeans are very soft, okay? That's called Manju. Gosha means voice, okay? How they talk is very gentle. So Manju Gosha, okay? In Tibetan, what is Manju? Jam. And then voice is Yang, okay? Jam Yang, okay? Jam Yang is Manju Gosha, okay? Jam Yang. Then Manjushri's body is made of gold. It looks like gold light, okay? Very beautiful. Very beautiful color. And all golden light. And that shining gold in Sanskrit is called Shri. Shri, okay? So sometimes we call him Manju Shri. Manju Shri. Soft, like old jeans, and Shri, shining with golden light, okay? Manju Shri. So sometimes in Tibet we say Jamyang. Sometimes we add Shri. What's the Tibetan for Shri? Bell. Okay, bell. So sometimes we call Jam Bell Yang. Jambayang. Jump. If you say it fast, it goes Jambayang. Okay, Jambayang. It means all the wisdom of the Buddhas, all the Buddha's wisdom, all of the Buddha's mind in one person called Manju Shri. Okay, Jambayang. What is it in Zhongren? I don't know. Wen Su Shi Li. Wen Su Shi Li. What's Wen? Oh, it's the sound. It's the sound. Oh, it's a sound translation. Okay. You have to make a meaning translation sometime. Okay. Wen Su Shi Li. So in this meditation, we are asking for the help of Manjushri. Then Manjushri came 600 years ago to this world in a new body called Tsongkhapa, okay, in Tibet, in Sichuan, came a new Manjushri called Tsongkhapa, okay. So it's the same person, okay. Tsongkhapa is Manjushri, okay. In this world, recently came Tsongkhapa, okay. Then Tsongkhapa was unbelievable. Tsongkhapa, he wrote 10,000 pages of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wisdom. Okay, I'm translating one of his books. The most famous book about Kongxing, emptiness, is called Gomba Rabsa. My teacher taught it to me for 8 years. Geshe Thupten Rinchen, who's at the end there. He taught it to me for 8 years privately. And I promised to translate it. He started 10 years ago. No. Sorry. We started 18 years ago. And I'm still working on it. Okay. I finished 200 pages. So I'm going to give you guys that book. Okay. Then, if you are tired between your meditations for 3 days, you can read that book, okay? It's about Kongxing. It's very, very, very difficult. Very beautiful, okay? 200 pages. It's about 1/5, okay? It will be 1,000 pages when I finish, okay? But, that's a gift from me, okay? When does it come? I don't know. It's here? I'll give it to you in the afternoon, okay? Something like that. Then, in America, there's a special candy called Jawbreaker. It's a round candy, Jawbreaker. It's a special candy. If you eat it and you bite it, you will break your teeth, okay? Like the little kids, they don't know. They try to bite it. Then the adults, they know. You just suck it, you know? You shouldn't try to bite it. If you try to bite it, you will break your jaw. So that book is like a jawbreaker. it's a mind breaker. Okay. And, but I thought maybe it's fun for you. Okay. Like, you just open it up and try to understand one page. Okay. It's very difficult. Okay. Very, very difficult. He wrote 10,000 pages like that. He cannot be a human. I'm trying to tell you, he cannot be a human. No human can do that. No human can write like that. So he must be Manjushri. He must be from another world. Cannot be human. Must be some angel, you know. Because he wrote many books like that. It took me 18 years just to translate 200 pages, you know. He's unbelievable. Okay. So this whole practice, we are trying to get the wisdom of Tsongkhapa, who is Manjushri. Okay. And that's what we're doing for 3 days, okay? And you will find a big change in your mind and your heart if you do a good meditation for 3 days, okay? If you do a good 3-day meditation, and there's a way that we will make a connection with Tsongkhapa, and then Tsongkhapa will give us some power. Power will come from Tsongkhapa for 3 days. Just for 3 days, just power. Like a battery recharge. Okay? And then your heart will change and your mind will change. Okay? And that's a real retreat. That's the meaning of retreat. That's what we want from a retreat. Those guys who went into 3-year retreat, they came out much different people. Some of them, I don't recognize them. Oh, are you Earl? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not the same Earl who I knew 3 years ago, you know. You are different, okay. So that's a retreat. Meaning a retreat is, Tsongkhapa and Manjushri, they will change you. And you will become a different person, okay. Much nicer person. Much better person, okay. Much, very, right? Completely changed, okay. And we can do it in 3 days. We start with 3 days, next time 5 days, then 10 days, then 1 month. Then 6 months, then, okay. 12 years, okay. Alright. So I'm gonna start teaching you, let me see. I'll just teach you from a book. This book is by, Pabongka Rinpoche. He wrote this big book that we are studying for 12 years. But he wrote a small book about these 3 meditations. So I'm using that book, okay? So first I use the 7th Dalai Lama. I will mix that with Pabongka, okay? And we will go like that. And this is called Segyu Luk. Segyu is a special lineage in Tibet of secret teachings. And it started with a lama named Shirab Senge, okay? Shirab Senge was a student of Tsongkhapa. And that's a long story, okay? Tsongkhapa built, his students built the 3 big monasteries in Tibet. Sera is the best one, then Ganden and Drebu. His students built those 3 monasteries. And during his life, they started these 3 monasteries, you know? And, they had to buy land. They found some nice land. They did fundraising. His students emptied all their pockets. It was $7. Okay. Then that's how it started. It all started with $7. Okay. It's just like us. Okay. They started with $7 and they started to buy some land and they built these monasteries. Okay. Then they were very busy and they had many projects and they were all tired. And then Tsongkhapa said, let's build a secret monastery for Tantra, higher teachings. We cannot teach the higher teachings around other people because they are secret. We need a secret monastery. Okay, Gyupa Datsang means a tantric monastery. So he looked at his students, he said, who's going to build the secret monastery? Then everybody's like, you know, nobody looked at him, you know. Then there's one guy, he's a little bit dull and he doesn't know how to raise money and he's not a good student. And he said, okay, I'll do it, you know. And his name is Shirab Senge. which means lion of wisdom, Sherub Singhi. Like Singapore's name comes from Singhi. Singapur means the city of the lions. Okay, Singapur. So Sherub Singhi, Sherub Singhi said, I will build it. Okay, and he did. Okay, he built it. And it's called Gyume Tantra College. Gyume. That's where my teacher studied. Okay, there are two great Tantra colleges in Tibet. Okay, there was a third great one. It was destroyed completely. All the monks were killed. All the buildings were destroyed. That one is gone. Okay. That's called Napa Datsang. It's part of Sera. So sometimes I think we should do it here. We should start it again here. Okay? Anybody want to do it? I'm just kidding. Okay. We'll talk about it later. Okay, I'm going to read the text here. It's good luck. Okay. Tarpana tenje kime gopan duba so kangla depada shunab gani tsoche. If you want to reach nirvana and you want to become a Buddha, then there are two most important things. What are they? Shirab dang, deva dang shirab. Deva means faith in your teacher or faith in the Dhamma. And shirab means wisdom, understanding. Okay. Understanding what? The pain. Okay. I'll tell you a story maybe later, but we are looking at some new land here. They are selling this some new land here. Very, very big piece. Connect to our place. And 2 days ago we went hiking there 4 or 5 hours. We didn't finish one quarter. And on the mountain, highest mountain, I looked down. Where's my bag? I got to the highest mountain. I looked down. There's a pen on the ground. This is 150 years old. Okay. It's a very old, it's a lying on the ground. You can look at it, okay? I think it's a sign, maybe, maybe. Show you, yeah. It's from the cowboy times, when they were here. 150 years ago, something. Okay? Cool. I don't know what happened. So, chir shirab ni kieto ki yun de yin dang, yin yang. So, generally, the amount of wisdom that you have comes when you are born, okay? Like some people are born very intelligent and some people are not, okay? Generally, ketop means it comes when you are born, you know? Ketop yin yang, but sadan lama latene kyang dup tu yube. But if you try to make a connection with a lama or you try to make a connection with Manjushri, you can get wisdom that you didn't have when you were born, okay? So anybody can get wisdom, okay? It's not just, you can change your spiritual IQ, okay? We can do it, okay? We just have to make a connection and get the blessing. Then your mind will change. You become a more intelligent person. Then you can do things that you couldn't do before, okay? Like very, very strange, okay? It's very cool. Okay? It's very, very cool. You can do things it would take you several months to do. You can do it in one day. Like that. It's very, very cool. Very exciting. When it starts to change your mind, it's like very, very strange. And you can do anything. It's very beautiful. Very cool. Okay? You can change. Chintu tsomba so kangi. Means in Buddhism, we like to reach three things. There are three usual things we would like to do. First is called che. Che means each person here has a seed to become a teacher. Each person here can become a teacher. Okay? Many people here are already teaching. Everybody here has this seed. Everybody here has capacity to to be a teacher. And it's fun. It's completely fun. I met Vivian in a coffee shop in Hong Kong. She was a TV star. Vivian from Guangzhou. Then, at that time she looked terrible. I'm sorry. Very tired and, overweight and like that, you know, and that was the first day I met her. Like that. Then I said, this lady is going to have a heart attack in 6 months, you know. Then, she started to study, diamond cutter. And then, and now she's teaching a lot. She's teaching in Guangzhou, and she looks like about 20 years old now. And, she looks great, and she's teaching very well, and so everybody has a seat, okay? Even TV stars, they have a seat, okay? Anybody has a seat, okay? And chair means you have the seat to become a teacher, okay? You have the seat to become a teacher. So, tsepa means what? Tsepa. Debating, okay? Tsepa, okay? It means to discuss Dharma. You can discuss Dharma at 2 o'clock in the morning at the retreat house with all the other people from Beijing. That's tsepa, okay? It doesn't have to be like this, you know? You can just say, I don't think so. What do you think? And then that's tsepa, okay? That's called tsepa. So you can get the blessing for tsepa, okay? Then the third one is tsomba. Tsomba means to write a book, or to give a talk like that, to write a book. Tsomba means to compose, books, to make books and things like that. Okay, videos, like that. So you can get the blessing for these three things. You can change. You can become a teacher. You can become very good in understanding, tearing apart the thing and understanding it better, you know, and then you can learn to write, okay? You can change. Your mind will change. If you didn't know how to write before, you can learn to write, okay? And you can write beautiful things, okay? Che, say che, zhe, zong, sum. These three. Che, zhe, zong. Che, zhe, zong. Good. Okay. So if you ask for help from your lama, if you ask for help from the angels, Manjushri, Tsongkhapa, you can change. Your capacity will change. Okay? Everybody here, your capacity will change. You will become a teacher. We have people here who did it. We have Vivian and we have many people here. They did it. Okay? You can look at them. You can see them. Okay? Okay. Jay Tugay Jamyang ni rangi tawa gomba dang che tsa tsor che na jamba shunu gyopa. Tsepa na tsamba tsor che na jamyang arapata na. So there are two kinds of manjushris, and we can talk about it later. And there's a special mantra for manjushri. Om arapata se om. Arapata na. Like that, okay? Okay. So, for that, we can do that some other time, okay? That needs initiation, okay? That one needs initiation. They take, Manjushri in their heart, in Manjushri's heart, there are special things. One is a letter, mam, okay? There's a letter, hum, right? And the last letter in hum is okay, and it's a little dot in the Sanskrit, okay? But that means okay? Like if you had a good yotiao, you say okay? Okay? Then that's the first letter of the name of Manjushri, okay? So that's the meaning in the heart of Tsongkhapa, in the heart of Manjushri, there will be a letter with a dot. And that's M. That sound is M. And like Om. Om also has this dot. And it's the M in Om. Okay. Hum also has Hum. Then, that means, Manjushri. The M is Manjushri's name. Okay. First letter of Manjushri's name. Okay. So, okay. 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 Then we're going to start. Let me see. We have enough time. We have about 15 minutes. We'll start Madak 2. Okay, we'll start Madak 2. The meditation for cleaning the dirty things out of your body. Okay? This one has two parts. Okay? This one has two parts. In my teacher's book, which you will get on Monday, small book, it's called, say, Yande, Mande, Yande, Mande, and sometimes they say a third part, Pungde, Pungde, Mande, Yande, Mande, Pungde, okay. Day means to chase somebody, like, when I did my three-year retreat, the first week, I chased a mouse through around my yurt. I thought you can catch a mouse like that. It's not possible. Okay. I tried for 1 week. I was throwing all the furniture. He would hide behind the desk. I would throw the desk. Then he will run to the chair and I will throw the chair. That's called depa. Depa means to chase a mouse or to chase an animal like that. To chase your child when they are running across the street. Okay. That's called depa. Okay. Yande means upwards, chase upwards. Mande means chase down. Okay. And that's how the lamas teach it. But the older way is different. And it's called Yende and Mende. Say Yende, Mende. So I'm going to teach you the old way. Okay. This is the older way. Okay. And it's more, it's more what Buddha taught, okay? Ye means from the top, you chase down. Yende means you start from the top, and you chase the bad things down, okay? Then Mende means what? Guess. Start from the bottom, and chase them up, okay? So ma in Tibetan means down side. Ya means the upside. Ya means upside, ma means downside. Yen de means chase the bad things from top to bottom. Main de means chase them from bottom to top. Pung de means put all the bad things in the middle and wipe them out. Okay, so there are three steps. We're going to do yen de. Say yen de. Then we're going to do main de. And then we're going to do pung de. And these are all three ways to clean the bad things out. So first we have to clean out the bad things before we can start the good things. This is what you're going to do for 3 days, okay? I suggest in the morning, you do the yin day, then you do the main day, and then you do the pung day, okay? So I'm going to teach you first here. Let's do yin day, main day, pung day, okay? And I thought I will teach you two different ways, okay? The first one is from Pabongka Rinpoche's explanation of the 1,000 angels, okay? What's the 1,000 angels? What book is that? Where is it? Which one is it? The second one, the little tiny one, okay? So first I'll teach you the way that was taught by the lamas. In the 1,000 angels, the book called the 1,000 angels. Okay. First, I'll teach you that way. Then I'm going to teach you something secret, which is how it's taught in Vajrayogini. Okay. Dorje Yujamo. Dorje Yujamo. How they teach it in there. Okay. They do the same practice in Dorje Yujamo. It's secret. Okay. But in the secret book, it says, God like kap sok sung suang mikpa di jar chok. people who are doing the thousand angels are allowed to study this and put it in the thousand angels. Okay? I didn't make that up. That's in the book. Okay? Gasa means what? Ganden la gyama. It's, Gasa is the short name. It's like Mike instead of Michael. Okay? Gasa kap sok suang. In the, when you are doing a Ganden la gyama retreat, Mikpa di jarchok, you are allowed to teach people this visualization from the secret teachings. Okay? So we're gonna do both. Okay? I'll teach you both. It's more fun when you do a retreat that you have lots of choices. Okay? In America, they have a famous ice cream store. It's called 31 Flavors. Then, of course, everybody likes a different kind of ice cream. You know, I like chocolate. Maybe you like vanilla. Then we should have both. Okay? When you are meditating, it's good to have 31 flavors. Then you can say, I want to do Vajrayogini way today. I'm gonna do the Madak Tru. I'm gonna clean my impurities Vajrayogini way today. Cause I feel very tantric today. Or you can say, no, I'm just gonna do a basic one, you know. I feel like just doing like coffee, black coffee without the cream and sugar, you know. I just want the, I'm gonna do a simple way, more pure. Okay? Like that. So it's up to you. I'm going to give you some choices. Okay, here we go. So first one I'm going to teach you is which one? Thousand Angels Way. Okay? Coke Basic? Coke Classic. Coke Classic. Okay. Basic Coke. Okay, here we go. And then we won't finish this morning. We'll have to do some more this afternoon. Okay? Dhamma Mada Tripe Mikpa Ni. Here's the meditation for cleaning out the bad stuff. Jayab says, Sum ki tuka ne, a karpu pugu trosok sam, pudung kyang batabu, chuma. To gang sam ki sam ne, chik tu dewe nangyu duce, wese dan che be gyum, pape tome ne sape ne dun dip dip chi dang. Okay, ready? Jayab says, Sum ki tuka ne, from Jetson Karpa's heart, okay, from Jetson Karpa's heart, comes Ukarpo. Ukarpo means white light. White light comes out of Jetson Karpa's heart. Pugu, my lama used to say Pugu is a McDonald's drinking straw. For Coca-Cola, when you buy it, you get this straw, right? It's about, you know, thin, like a pencil. In Tibetan, they call it Trosok. Trosok means the tube that comes around the hay. The sheath of the grass tube, you know, like hay that after you grow wheat, you feed the animals the hay, and it's like a small tube, okay? Small tube. So that, when that pipe comes out of Tsongkhapa's heart to your heart, it looks like a McDonald's drinking straw, okay? Which is called the Pugu Trosok Tsam. Pudung kyang batabu means, pudung means, a sleeve on a jacket. Okay. So, I don't have any sleeves. But, it's like, come out like this, okay? Out of the sleeve, okay? Like, it looks like a sleeve, okay? Like a pipe. Okay, pudung tabu. Kyang batabu, it comes out of his heart and goes through your heart, okay? Kyang batabu. Jiwa to kang tsam. This is the old way to measure things. In Chinese language, I think you call chun, this much measure. Chun? Yeah. So in Tibet, they call sor. In 16 sors, it's, how many? 24 sors is called a to. True. 4 truths is a to. Your height and your arm span is the same. And then 4,000 of these is 1 mile in ancient India, okay, called Yojana. This is how we measure things, okay? What's 500 Yojana? Yojana is a mile. It's a 4,000 to. A to is 4 tru. Tru is 24 sormo. Sormo, 24 is a tru. Four truths is a toe. 4,000 toes is a yojana. What's 500 yojana? Yeah. A good monastery should be 500 yojana from the nearest city. It should take you 2 hours to get to a grocery store if you live at a real retreat center. We are a real retreat center. Okay. That's why we put it here. Okay. We're supposed to be far from Tucson. Okay. It's better for retreat. It's supposed to be like that. Okay. People ask us, why you put this retreat place in such a bad place? We are trying to get far away from the city. Okay. And it's much better for retreat. Okay. It's perfect. This is perfect place for retreat. Okay. Anyway, Tokangtam. So that straw from Jetsun Kaba's heart can come this far. Okay. It's okay. Long McDonald's drinking straw. Okay. Tokangtam kitsam ne chitudo in nangi duche wesere dang chepe. Then inside that tube is traveling nectar. It looks like honey. It feels like honey. Inside the McDonald's drinking straw is coming like honey. What do you call mung fei? How do you say mung fei? Feng mi. Honey is coming through the straw. Feng mi. Okay, like that. Nang yu is it done? Chebe gyun. Light and honey is coming together. Okay. Chebe gyun babe togme ne sabe ne den dik dip chi dang. All of the bad deeds you ever did in this life and your past life, okay? Your past life did many good things because you are here. But your past life was also very naughty and made many mistakes, okay? So we have to clean not just this life problem, we have to clean the old life's problems, okay? Nedun. Nedun means like demons, sickness demons. We say there are special spirits that can make you sick, okay? Digdip chidang. Kepa shirab lapche wa dubala paduchupe mitum chok chamche. Also, all the old bad seeds that are stopping you from having wisdom. Okay? The old bad seeds which are stopping you from having wisdom. We're going to clean them. Okay? So you can change your capacity. Okay? Mitum chok chamche. Then they change those bad things, bad seeds in your heart. You have to, in the meditation, how do you visualize a bad seed? What does a bad seed look like? Tell me, how big is it? Bad karmic seed, how big is it? Okay, look. All the seeds you ever made in your whole life can fit on the end of here. Okay? Billions and billions and billions. They can fit here. In your heart chakra. Okay? There are billions and billions. They can all fit here. On the tip of a needle, you can fit all your bad seeds. Because they are not physical. They are potential. They are potential. They are might happens. There are many might happens. Zzzz. In your heart, okay? There are many might happenses in your heart, okay? They are not physical. They live in your mind. They are not mental. They are potential, okay? Potential can stay anywhere, okay? Then, how are you going to visualize all my might happenses are flowing out of me? It's impossible, okay? They don't have any color or shape, okay? So in the meditation, we are going to change them, okay? All those bad seeds, each one going to become something else. And he start, here's his list. You can see them as nakchak. Nakchak means when you get a blister, you burn yourself, and a blister comes. Inside there's some terrible stuff, like pus and blood, black and yellow. You can change the bad seed color to that, okay? You can think, this is like pus in my mind, in my heart. This is like black, nasty, dirty pus, okay? In my heart, okay? You can picture it like that. Or, chuser also means, like a kind of pus, okay? Like if you cut yourself and comes out some yellow stuff and it makes like crust, it becomes crusty, that's called chusser. It's called yellow water, okay? So you can picture it like that. Just dirty thing, okay? Or belchung, okay? I didn't know this word. I had to look it up in the dictionary. When a frog is born, first there's an egg. And then there's a little thing that swims. You know those little things? We call tadpole. I don't know. In English, we call tadpole. In Tibet, they call belchung. Okay, it's a little thing. Little nasty thing, okay? Belchung. Or dikpa. Dikpa here doesn't mean bad deed, okay? Usually dikpa means bad deed. But dikpa here is an abbreviation for dikpa ranya. Dikpa ranya means scorpion. Okay? Scorpion. If you're lucky, you can see one here. Okay. Okay. They are this big. They have a tail like that. They will sting you. Okay. Okay. If you see one, just go the other way. Okay. Then he says drul. Drul means a rattlesnake. Okay. Right now the weather is too cold. The rattlesnakes live here. They don't like cold weather. They don't like rain. They will stay in their house. Okay. 1 month from now they will come out. Okay. They are, some of them are this big. Some of them are this big. Some of them are as big as me. And they have a special rattle on the back, on their tail, and they go, that means, please go away, I'm going to bite you. Okay? They will give you warning. They won't bite you. They discuss with you first, you know. This is my place. You should go the other way. Okay? They are very intelligent. They're not stupid. They don't want to waste poison on a big thing like you. So they will go, that means, go away, go away. Then if you don't go away, they will bite you. Okay, like that. So these are ugly things, like scorpions and spiders, black. Okay, they should be black. Okay, black scorpions, black spiders, little creepy things. Okay, you are changing the seed, bad karma seed, which is too small to see and doesn't have any color. Change them to scorpion, change them to snake, change them to blood, change them to pus, okay? Dirty things. Change them to dirty things, okay? Then we're going to push them out, okay? We're going to push them out. Number chirtune lakme dutak. So then I'll teach you more this afternoon because we're out of time, but we're going to learn yin de. We're going to take all those dirty things and push, 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 push. Down. Okay? Down, 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 down. When they reach the bottom, there's only two places they can go. Okay? There's two holes here. Okay? The second hole is the same for boys and girls. The first hole is a little different, but it's the same thing. Okay? Then we're going to push the dirty things out of those two holes. Okay? So that's the meditation. The first meditation, yin de, means ye means by the top, yasa ye. By the top, from the top, you're pushing those black things down. All the bad seeds, all the sickness, bad back, bad problems of your body, all the unhappiness about your partner or your ex-partner, pushing down, okay? They're all like dirty things. And when they reach the bottom, push them out of the hole, okay? Then it will come out like poo-poo, okay? Or like pee-pee, okay? Dirty things will come out. Okay? That's the first meditation. That's the beginning of the first meditation. Okay. What will happen to all those bad things? We have to talk about it, okay? It's very cool, okay? How to get rid of them. Otherwise, they will crawl off and they will come back. Maybe they come back up, you know? I don't know. So, we have to kill them, okay? So there's a special way to kill them, okay? After they come out, there's a special way to kill them, okay? So we'll learn that in the afternoon. Okay. Good. Ha. How much? Okay. Earl, can we do the Gewan and then the Sashi? Puki Joshi Metotam Riva Mishi Nimegambadi Sange Shindu Mide Uwagi Dokunanda Shina Chupasho Inam Guru Anamadala Kandeyatayami Kewadi Kewokun Sanami Shetsotsoshi Sanami Shetsotsoshi Tambakuni Topasho. There's two mandalas. The one before class is a bribe. Please teach me. Okay. The one after class is a thank you. Okay. It's called Tangrak. Say Tangrak. Means thank you mandala. Okay. Okay. All right.